Well, the Washington Post is reporting today that fewer immigrants are crossing the southern border and coming into the U.S. illegally than at any other time in the last two decades. It's a trend that officials from both the Obama and Bush administrations say is a result of increased border security. But what else is behind it? Univision anchor Enrique Acevedo is with us from Miami with more on this. Welcome back, Enrique.
How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing well. And what do you think is going on here? Is this just border security or is there more happening that is causing the number of people coming into the country illegally to drop?
I think it's a number of things. The journey across Mexico is becoming extremely dangerous for immigrants. They're kidnapped, they're raped, and even killed by human trafficking organizations. Demographics are also changing. Women in Mexico and Central America are having less children. And even though economic conditions here in the U.S. are getting better, we have to remember that unemployment for Hispanics is higher than the rate for the general population, not to mention anything about growing discrimination. Recently, three undocumented immigrants were killed by police while unarmed. And there wasn't the kind of outrage that we've seen in other cases like Ferguson or Baltimore.
And you think that people are worried about that, more worried about that, and they're deciding not to come over because they don't think it's safe?
I think that's an important part of their decision. The article does a really good job explaining why border security is the answer to the wrong question. Resources should focus on trying to solve the causes of immigration and not on stopping immigrants once they're at the door. Or should I say, not only on that. Rather than viewing border enforcement as part of a broader strategy, it has become the only strategy, Jeremy. And this security-based approach has had has led to degradation in the quality of life for border communities.
But I guess the question is, what happened between last year and this year to change the situation so much? Because we were talking to you a year ago about this flood of child migrants coming across the border from Central American countries, and now all of a sudden we're at the lowest level in two decades.
Well, we had seen that before during the recession, 2007, 2010, the low levels of undocumented immigration. And the last year, we saw a spike in the number of children, and that was because of also an increase in violence in Central America. But I think that, we've been trying to shut down the border for almost half a century now, and it has had mixed results, not to mention an enormous cost, an economic cost. Since 9/11, taxpayers have paid over $100 billion in border and immigration control, and migrant deaths have steadily increased. And human trafficking organizations, like I said, mostly run by Mexican drug cartels, have seen a boom in business. So it's imperative that we stay away from this dangerous narrative of border enforcement and recognize that the largest factor driving illegal immigration to the U.S. or undocumented immigration to the U.S. is not a weak, unprotected border.
It is.
Well, the United States today spends more money each year on border and immigration control than the combined budgets of the FBI, the ATF, the DEA, the Secret Service, and the U.S. Marshals. And you still have people coming across the border.
So people are just flying in. You're saying they're flying in, they're staying here. This is not about people rushing across the U.S.-Mexico border.
I think most of the people that want to get here are people that have been living here before. You see that in the people that are detained at the border. They're usually people who are trying to come back to the U.S. to reunite with their families, people who have been living here for over a decade. So, there was this number that really struck me about border security in an article published recently in Politico. Customs and Border Protection operates a fleet of some 250 planes. We're talking about helicopters, drones, etc. CBP has the largest law enforcement air force in the world. It's roughly the equivalent of Brazil's air force. So we can keep spending billions of dollars on border enforcement, but like I said at the beginning, this answers the wrong question. The question we should be answering is, how do we solve the causes of immigration? How do we spend all this money trying to help these countries, for example, Central American countries, which we have during the Obama administration, to provide reasons for these people to stay at home? I would argue that the legalization of marijuana in the United States has done much more to lower the numbers of undocumented immigrants coming across the border than 50 years of sealant policy.
I want to get your thoughts on one other thing, Enrique, and that is that another court this week blocked President Obama's executive action on immigration that would have given several million undocumented immigrants work permits and protection from deportation. The Department of Justice says it's not going to appeal this to the Supreme Court at the moment. How is that reverberating among Hispanics in the U.S.?
Well, I think at the end of the day, Congress, specifically the House of Representatives, did block immigration reform. And despite a border security amendment that doubled the number of agents and the funding for Border Patrol, The courts have also delayed the president's immigration relief. But so Obama's legacy might end up being the record for most immigrants deported during any administration. We're talking over 2 million people now. That's exactly the opposite of what he hoped for at the beginning of his administration. And I think that's because he underestimated Republicans on this issue.
Enrique Acevedo, anchor with Univision News, joining us from Miami. Enrique, thanks as always.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.